This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
So, starting my Christmas shopping last Sunday.
Oh, a bit late. I got me a present.
About 10 items for myself, nothing for anyone else.
That's not really the point of Christmas shopping, Lucy.
I know, I really need to start. I don't know where I'm going to get the money from now, though.
Are you going to get me anything?
A box of chocolates.
Oh, sack you.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we have a vocation about hobbies. We're chatting all things hobbies, from our hobbies in the past to our unusual hobbies to hobbies about that are really, really very unusual around the world. And trust me, there's some absolute crackers all in this episode.
I got a feeling it's going to be a riot.
You know, Lucy, somebody made a comment to me this week that we should change the Barack Obama voice on that.
Is it Barack Obama? Is that Barack Obama?
We've had no confirmation from the guy who put this together that is actually Barack Obama, that voice at the end. But somebody said we should change it to Donald Trump.
Ah, that's a good idea.
So
we're going to build a wall.
We're going to make this podcast great again. So, which is actually true. We do want to make it great again. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. The podcast where we discuss a different topic each week, and there's so many, many great episodes. Just go to iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy FM, or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. And actually, Lucy, what else can they do now?
Oh, yeah, we're on another app. What's that app called? Tune In.
Brilliant. She doesn't even know. I told her, I went for it bit
I'm
by
not
bit.
The best with social media.
All the best at all. Tune In. You can tune in to us via TuneIn. So if you've got the TuneIn app, just search Luke and Lucy FM. Mm-hmm. All the episodes are on there.
We are on there.
We really are. Hello, I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me, it really, really dawned on me this week that I'm 30 next year.
You are?
I'm the last of my 20s.
Are we going to have a party?
I think it's more going to be like a funeral.
A funeral?
Rather than a party.
Are you going to kill yourself?
No, I'm mourning my 20s. I'm in mourning, so that's kind of what I feel.
So awake, not a funeral.
It's going to be, or both. Maybe I will kill myself. Who knows? Although then again, it's not really the most uplifting starts to the episode.
Not really. Should we not talk about death?
Okay, on that note then, a woman is closer to death than I am.
How does that make sense? I'm younger than you.
You're Lucy.
By quite a long way.
Not a long way. A year.
Year and a half.
What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
I guess the true fact about me, for the first time ever in my entire life, decorated my very own Christmas tree in my own little pad.
Oh, wow. Now, you shared a photo of this, a Snapchat, I think it was.
On Twitter and a Snapchat, yeah.
Do you want to plug your Twitter?
Brilliant. I was going to say Luke and Lucy FM.
You can do that
Lucy
as well.
Lucy M. Hilton. That is my Twitter.
At Luke and Lucy FM. Maybe she'll tweet a photo on there. And Lucy, pretty much basically tweeted Santa's grotto after a really tacky explosion.
Tacky? Excuse me?
It's a bit much.
It's like a dream. It's Winter Wonderland in my apartment.
We took Winter Wonderland on acid. That's Lucy's apartment.
Are you not dressing your house up then?
You mean my house / my parents' house?
Your parents' house. And, I bet you don't do anything. Your parents just do it all, don't
they? Told mum and dad I actually won't be in the country for Christmas, so I've told them don't bother.
Don't bother, just be Scrooges and Grinches all Christmas like you.
My mum said to me, but we've got to make effort for And I replied, what, for the dog?
Oh, for Louis. What about your sister, though?
Oh, please, she doesn't need any effort. So, yes, so on that note, Lucy, it's nice to know that you're trying.
Trying. I have developed my flat into Santa's home. Santa's. Honestly, people walk past my flat and they just see this glow coming from the flat.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And I bet they think, oh, I wish I lived there.
I bet they think, thank God I don't have an electricity bill.
Do not talk to me about electricity bills. Oh, my word.
Now, somebody this week, the reason why I wanted to do this episode about hobbies, somebody this week described Lucy and I's radio show as an unusual hobby. In fact, they actually said to me, oh, that's a really unusual hobby. And
really?
I thought to myself,
is it
radio an unusual hobby? Because we've been, I mean, I've done radio for quite a few years now. And then Lucy and I decided to team up. I dragged Lucy from the cusps of journalism to come and do radio with me because I couldn't get hired on my own. And, and kind of, you know, do you, when you tell people about radio, Lucy, because it is a paid hobby for us, we do it once a week, and it is a paid hobby for us. So do you, when you tell people, what's the reaction?
I think they quite enjoy it. It's something different about you, isn't it?
Well, they don't listen to us. That means they don't enjoy it that much.
Yeah, it's something different. It's like your alter ego. Like, I'm at work Monday to Friday.
And then what? Hang on. What, so what's the alter ego?
I don't know.
Are you
Lucy? Living on no sleep.
Lucy on the radio. That's why she's literally yawning away through this episode. Are you?
Everyone has to yawn.
Are you Lucy on the radio? Then is that a different personality to Lucy? But I've known you for quite a while now, and
I'm probably really boring in like my 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. Exactly.
To be fair, I'm probably really boring right now.
Quite possibly. If you're bored right now, tweet us at Luke and Lucy
FM. Or leave us a review. We're boring.
Oh, actually, don't leave us a review on iTunes, though, if we're boring you. We need 5 stars. So even if you want to slate us, please leave us 5 stars on iTunes. So I explained to her, it is quite an unusual hobby, and I get that, and I get why she's kind of thought that. But then I said to her, oh, you must have an unusual hobby. And she said, hula hooping.
Wow. Now, is that what you used to do as a kid?
No, yeah. You know when you were a kid and you got the hula hoop?
But
bear in mind, this is a woman, I would say 35.
Wow, okay.
So she's a 35-year-old woman who is a professional, semi-professional, because she didn't do it.
Semi-professional hula hooper.
Yeah, semi-professional.
How can you do you get paid for doing this?
She told me that at the weekend she was going to do a performance at a guy's 50th birthday.
Stop. Is it like belly dancing, I suppose? Do they wear like bikinis doing it?
I want to know if I met a stripper, and what she meant by hula hooping was she just takes
her
clothes
off.
She's
just a stripper, yeah.
I'm maybe thinking that's what it would.
Maybe.
That possibly
I might
is.
Do this, like, to get a bit of extra cash in the evenings.
Was you good at hula hooping as a kid?
I was, like, average.
Let's see you swing your hips around.
Let's
go on,
not.
Stand up and let's see you swing your hips around.
Not.
How good are your hip movements? Because you act all about the hips. To quote Shakira, hips don't lie.
Well, let's just say I'm no Shakira.
Yes, that's so true. And I thought to myself, wow, that is a fascinatingly bizarre hobby. And
is quite weird. But then people who do hula hooping must think it's really
normal.
Yeah,
exactly.
And they must think radio's weird. So
potentially, I suppose.
There you go.
In a way, that is a good point. Now, do you have, Lucy, or have you had previously any hobbies or any weird hobbies, any unusual hobbies?
I don't know whether you could call this a hobby or not, but when I was little, I had to have everything, like from what I ate to what I wore to what I saw, everything had to be purple.
Okay, that's not a hobby. I should have been a freaky child.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a hobby. It's like I had to have purple dinosaurs.
But you what was that dinosaur called? Bernie?
Yeah, but I'm like...
Bernie the
my
dinosaur.
My nephew is now called Barney.
Is he purple and named after the dinosaur?
He's not purple, no. And he's not named after the dinosaur. But I love calling him Barney the dinosaur.
Oh, dear. I feel so,
so
sorry for your nephew. Lucy, so why purple, though? Because you strike me as a girl who loves pink.
No, purple. Purple was my colour. I do like gold, but purple was my colour.
Really?
Yeah, it was the one. Like, when you had a box of Quality Streets, I'd only eat those purple sweets.
Oh,
from
my
Street.
Word. If Quality Street are listening, by the way, and want to sponsor us, please do just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. We'll plug the big purple one.
And, like, it'd be great to get a lifetime supply of those purple sweets.
Help Lucy's hips out even more with a supply of Quality Street. But, you know, there's some really, really weird hobbies around the world, Lucy. Like, if
what,
you're
what's
purple,
your hobby?
Well, for example, you know what I like? And you'll have no idea what I'm but you've probably seen her pictures. I'm no new, thanks to my friend Darren. Thanks, Darren, by the way, you owe me a lot of money. But I'm really into Funko Pop collecting.
What's that?
So, you know, there are little pop culture stylized figures of different TV shows and films and various things like that.
Like the Bratz dolls. Yeah,
no, they're not like a Bratz
doll. So you like collect Barbies?
No, well, to clarify, it is not a Barbie. I mean, I'm not dressing her up. And
Ken dolls,
they
then.
Haven't got busts. You're not like, you know.
Ken dolls, then. Do you collect Ken dolls?
No, I don't collect Ken dolls. Is it wrong? I mean, I shouldn't really miss. But is it wrong?
I can imagine your bedroom full of Ken dolls.
I'm not Mr. Mr. Smithers from The Simpsons. I'm not obsessed.
Oh, were they like those little trolls that you used to get when you were younger? You know, with the hair.
They're not trolls. No, they are stylized
Polly
pop
Buckets.
Vinyl collectible figures of what
Polly
Funko.
Pockets.
They're not okay. They're not Polly Pockets, but the collectibles. And you know, some people say that maybe it's a bit immature for a 29-year-old to be collecting these.
You're a big wrestling fan, so I like
some
and
wrestlers.
Star Wars.
Okay,
do
I do
Star
like
Wars?
Star Wars. No, you know, Lego. I'm still a big fan of. I collect like, you know, miniature little Lego figures.
A lot of people like Lego though.
Legos
don't
are very popular.
It doesn't matter what age you are for Lego.
A very popular thing.
It's like Haribo.
Going back to Barbie and Ken, because you know, obviously, you know, as a child, you know, you probably had Barbies. I didn't have any
Always.
Kens. I had action men.
I had a Ken doll.
And I kind of, my hobby was collecting them. You had a Ken doll because Barbie didn't want to be in a role.
No, Barbie had to be with Ken.
Is it wrong that I once took my sister's Barbie doll and looked underneath her clothes?
A bit perverted.
Probably shouldn't have admitted that.
A little bit perverted.
I might edit that bit
out. A lot perverted.
I really don't want people knowing.
Are you a pervert?
I'm not a pervert. That's a bit of a stretch, but you know.
You have to sign the sex offenders register.
No, we've all looked up.
If you did that in real life. We've all looked up
Barbie's cheerleader outfit in the past.
Speak for yourself there.
That's when you first knew what to do and what was going on.
You earned
it from Barbie. Some of the.
You didn't like play with the Barbies. Okay,
no,
did you?
I didn't play with them in any sense. In any sense, I didn't play with the Barbies. There's some unusual.
I can't breathe.
Brilliant. Neither could Barbie when Ken was. Anyway, there's some usual hobbies around the world, Lucy.
Okay.
Pukti art.
Okay.
It is the art of tree shaping.
Oh.
So people who have this hobby go and collect dead trees, or trees
Sounds
that are
like
dying.
Puking like that, art of puking.
Pukti, yeah, it does, doesn't it? And basically, for me, I think it's a lot of work that. You want a hobby like stamp collecting,
yeah.
Not a lot of work.
It's like, yeah, stamp collecting is quite decent.
Because if you're shaving trees and things and mould them, trees are pretty big, right?
A little bit big.
Yeah,
Some of them can be quite big.
Still, it's a lot of work.
Some of them can be babies.
You can get splinters, potentially. Can you get splinters from trees?
Of course you can. They're made of wood.
Exactly,
duh.
Yeah. Another one, duct tape art.
Okay.
This is very famous in Japan.
What is that?
You know duct tape?
Yeah.
You make art out of it.
What? How?
So basically, somebody would make an art picture of you out of duct tape. They'd make your face out of duct tape.
3D or, like, 2D?
On a canvas.
Right, okay.
Duct tape
art. I want to do this now.
Would you, if you want to duct tape Lucy, just tweet
Please,
us at Luke and Lucy FM. She needs a good duct taping.
Please do actually duct tape me, though, just on a canvas.
Tadrophilia.
Tad.
Tad.
Tadpoles?
Tadrophilia.
Is it like an obsession with tadpoles?
It is the hobby of going and spending a long amount of time in a cemetery.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awful.
Do you not think that's a bit...
creepy.
That's worse than looking up Barbie's skirt. Oh. I mean, that is... That's
both very different.
Yeah,
but...
you can have... Who would want to spend time... I mean, when I go to the cemetery, I quite like looking at other people who've died. Like, you know, you read the name plates, you think, oh, I wonder what life they had. But actually...
I honestly have to admit, like, obviously, I've been to the cemetery before quite a few times to visit, like, my granddad and grandma's grave, but...
Hi to Lucy's grandparents if they're listening, wherever they are.
Yeah, I've never actually gone for fun.
Yeah.
I used to, I suppose, there's like a cemetery, like we've got my parents have on a really long road, so at the top of that road, like behind it, there's a cemetery. So like when we were younger in the summer, like maybe bike ride.
Through the cemetery.
Through the cemetery.
But you wouldn't like
But
spend...
I would never go there, get a picnic or anything.
The thing
get
is, though,
bring some Prosecco.
Because this is, toast all the dead corpses. I mean, the thing is though, Lucy, because this is a hobby implies you do it every often. Regular.
But, like, do you reckon it's a sexual thing for these people?
Okay, I don't think it's necrophilia. I don't think they're having sex with the corpses. I think they're just, like, reading gravestones,
you
maybe.
You don't know. You do not know.
This is what I think you might be into. Handcuff collecting is big in America.
Why would I be into that?
Have you got a pair of handcuffs?
No.
Really?
No.
I find that very hard to believe.
Why would I have a pair of handcuffs?
I don't know. Fluffy ones you can get.
What? Are you talking about yourself there?
No, I don't have any fluffy handcuffs.
Well, you seem to know a lot about handcuffs.
Have you ever been in handcuffs in any sense?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
I've never been arrested, no.
Yeah, I'm not about being arrested. You're a liar.
I'm not! Oh, my goodness.
Elongated coin collecting. Do you remember the thin penny coins?
Yeah.
But these are the ones that are stretched out, and this is apparently a huge hobby in Australia. Elongated coin collecting.
Okay.
You don't even know what an elongated coin is,
no,
do you?
No.
Get your phone and Google elongated coins.
My phone's
coins.
In the other room on charge. Pass me your phone.
Elongated coin collecting.
Come on.
I'll let you in and you can have a read. Elongated coins. If you don't know what an elongated coin is,
we'll tweet a picture.
At Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy's going to have a look now at elongated coins.
Coins. Oh, it comes up in Google. What, surprising.
Of course it comes up. It's a big hobby.
Is it just me that's never heard of this?
It's just a coin, right? It's a stretch coin.
How can you have stretchy coins?
I don't know. They're made of metal, aren't they? It's a pretty stretchy
coin. Oh, okay. They've got, like, fish on them. Okay. I've seen these in, like, you know, when you go to gift shops when you've been, like, when you were younger and you went to, like, museums.
Like Blackpool, Pleasure Beach, you can get them there, that sort of thing.
Well, like, they're worthless, though, aren't they? But
most hobbies are worthless. You know, if you go into Tadrophilia, whatever it's called, and you go into look at cemeteries.
It sounds quite creepy, that tag.
What about coin collecting? You think that's a normal hobby or an unusual
hobby?
Yeah,
no, it's quite normal.
Yeah, you think that's normal?
But why do people do this? I don't understand. Like, they'll collect these things, but what do they do with them?
They display them. They keep them in the attic for 50 years and then die and pass them to the grandkids and kids.
Or they probably just throw them in the bin.
Beetle fighting.
Okay.
People get beetles and watch them fight. Which beetle's the best? Oh, not about the curry, about the actual insect.
There's been some really bad things, though, with that, isn't there? Like, people do that with dogs and stuff, which is... animal cruelty?
Yeah.
To the beetles?
I don't think anybody's really saying that the beetles need more respect. I think the beetles need more respect.
Beetles are
pretty disgusting,
like,
to be honest.
A living organism.
Yeah,
just
they
like
are a
us.
Living organism. That's very true. No, this, Lucy...
Like, if it was rats, I wouldn't care.
Oh, wow, okay. So you're selective about your animal cruelty.
I'm selective.
I think this one actually is about organisms and can damage them. Ready?
Okay.
Not javelin throwing. That would be a pretty intense hobby, very sport and active hobby. Javelin collecting. What? Whilst somebody is throwing the javelin, apparently in Japan, when they do javelin throwing contests, there is people who do hobbies that run after the javelin and attempt to catch them whilst they're landing.
No. So that'd be dangerous. They could stab you.
If you Google javelin collecting, you'll see some pretty bad images on javelin collecting images.
That's so weird.
So Lucy's just taken my phone back off me and is now attempting to Google javelin collecting. Now brace yourself. You're probably going to see some, javelin catching, it's called.
Javelin college scholars.
No, I don't
collecting.
Think. Collecting javelins.
Okay.
Any images?
Still loading. No, nothing's coming up.
Javelin collector.
Are you sure it's actually a thing?
I'm positive javelin collector. If you're a javelin collector, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy
javelin
FM.
Javelin collecting orders.
No, that's probably just some website you're on to collect your javelin, like a click and collect. You know, another one, Lucy, this might be one that you might have been into previously. Noodling.
What's that?
Noodling is where you fish in the actual river or sea with your hands.
I thought it meant something about being nude in the, like, sea or something.
Noodling. Do you fancy noodling?
Just like collecting sea with your hands.
No, collecting fish, not sea. Sea's going to be a bit difficult
in
to collect.
In the sea. I don't know, it didn't bother me that much. If it's little fish, then... But I would never...
Oh, no, it's
like,
slimy. I don't think I'd
want
to do that.
It's not like the worst thing in the world.
Toy voyaging. I don't know if you've seen that. It's a big hobby that I think has kind of surged over the past few years. But basically, you take a toy with you wherever you go and take pictures and make a collage of the toy on tour. You've probably seen people Snapchat it. You know, for example, if you had a Barbie doll now, you'd take the Barbie doll on your holiday with you. You'd take it next to famous landmarks. Toy voyaging. You strike me as somebody that could be into that. Maybe I should take my phone calls to places.
I'm apparently into everything that you're saying here, according to you.
What are you into then, Lucy? So what sort of things have you done previously that you consider a hobby? So you're telling me you have no unusual hobbies? There's not something you do regularly that's classed as a hobby?
I used to, I suppose, go to yoga all the time.
Okay.
That's a hobby, right?
Yeah. It involves an activity where you do regularly and get all sweaty. Was it hot yoga?
I used to love it. It was hot yoga. Well, it was like my favourite thing.
Nonsense hot yoga. It's just a bunch of people getting sweaty in a room.
Doing yoga?
Yeah, so what are you good at downward dog?
I was actually really good at it, you know. Could do a lot of the moves.
Hang on, what do you mean by past tense? You used to do yoga. You're not as flexible anymore.
I've not done it in about a year now.
Why?
I had to, like, stop where I was going.
Why?
The guy who ran it was a little bit pervy.
Obviously. So what happened?
I did,
he said he was too good at Downward Dog.
I started getting, like, random drunk messages from him. Because obviously, like, you had your number to book, like, going in for sessions and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, which was really weird. So then it was near Christmas, and it was, like, 7 o'clock in the evening, so not late. And I was on the train going to Manchester and got a text off him saying, I'm drunk again. So I was like, all right, okay.
Great.
Well,
shouldn't you be teaching a yoga session?
Yeah. So then the next minute I get, I'm really horny.
Oh my.
I was like, wow.
Oh.
That's all I said, wow. Like, so I never went back, ever.
And that was it.
That was literally it.
So there was no other yoga places anywhere near you. Are you not sad about giving up this hobby?
I was really sad, so I'm going to have to, like, try and find somewhere else to go. I want to go somewhere else.
Can you not do yoga at home? You know, get a mat out, do that Lucy Mac thing, if Lucy's listening, by the way. Oh, God, I hope you are.
All right.
At Luke and Lucy
get
FM.
The Barbies back out.
So that's a no then to yoga at home. Are your Christmas trees in the way now?
No, it's better doing it, you know, like with someone actually showing you properly rather than just watching YouTube.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to start again. New year, new me.
That's, oh no. Oh yeah, I can't, you know what, actually... On that note, Lucy, I think we've exhausted the hobbies. Quickly, though, before we end this episode.
So many hobbies.
Maybe a hobby that I think you might be good at, ironing.
Oh, wow. Can you get any more sexist?
Wait for it. Not just ironing, Lucy. Extreme ironing. Ironing in situations where you wouldn't iron. For example, on a river rapid.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Extreme
ironing. I can try this.
It's kind of like extreme fishing and extreme sports, but it's extreme ironing. Are you good at ironing?
You should not. I'll leave it all to Babs, to be honest.
That's Lucy's mum. Babs, if you're listening to this right now and you're ironing or you're doing extreme ironing, do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. And you know, one of the most disgusting ones, which I'm going to leave us with.
Go on.
Nose fluff collecting.
Gross.
People put them in
little
jars.
Do people have nose fluff?
Nose hers.
Ew. Oh, gross. I'm going to be sick.
I've got a few nose hers if you want to pluck them.
Oh, please do.
Pluck them and put them in a jar. We'll start Luke and Lucy FM nose her collection. Could be worse, by the way. There's another one where I've walked down here.
I hope you're not eating your tea right now, if you're listening to this.
There's another one right now, and it's...
Should we not go there?
Body hair collecting?
Oh, body hair from where? Your ass.
On that note, if you have enjoyed this episode or been grossed out of this episode of Luke and Lucy FM...
So gross.
Please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM on Twitter if you want to say hello. A big thank you to Andy, who's recently left an iTunes review. If you do want to do that, please, we really appreciate it. 5 stars. We need the five stars.
We do need 5 stars.
And check out all previous episodes on there or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. We are back with episode 46 next week. Lucy, before you go, is there any of these hobbies that I've mentioned that you fancy doing?
No.
I'll see you in the cemetery.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.